אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom Australian, good morning Nitsa. The big story in the Australian Jewish news this week, with the first Australian receiving a COVID-19 vaccination, marking the beginning of the national vaccine rollout. Leading Jewish medical experts are encouraging members of the community to get vaccinated. The director of the Peter Doherty Institute, Professor Sharon Lewin, she is the co-chair of the National COVID-19 Health and Research Advisory Committee. She's providing advice to the Australian government's health response to the chief medical officer. She says it's really important for everybody in our country to get vaccinated, because this is the way that we will end the disruption from COVID-19. We spoke to Professor Sharon Lewin in this week's edition, and she explained that the two vaccines that are available in Australia have already been administered to more than 170 million people across the world. Professor Lewin says they will, in effect on the individual, reduce their risk of severe disease and hospitalization, which is really important. She says at the same time, the vaccinations will reduce the overall amount of virus circulating in the community, and that's how we can convert coronavirus from a serious disease to something like the common cold. Now, Professor Lewin acknowledging that while many people feel apprehensive about the potential health risks from getting this vaccine, she says vaccines are really not associated with long-term adverse events, with most appearing shortly after receiving the jab. And while the short-term side effects vary between the two vaccines, Professor Lewin says that they will only last for about 24 hours and they're also easily treatable. She says the Pfizer vaccine can give you a sore arm, aches and pains and headaches, and worse after your second vaccine than your first. But she says those side effects will go away just with a bit of paracetamol. You can read all about that story as the national vaccine rollout commences in Australia on this week's front cover of the Jewish News.
And Evan, I think that also the first to be vaccinated will be the elderly in the Jewish community.
Well, that's right. And our Jewish aged care homes, both in Sydney and Melbourne, they don't know yet when their residents will be vaccinated, but of course they're already taking delight in the vaccination rollout. Montefiore Home in Sydney, they say, we are thrilled that our residents and our staff will be among the first to be offered a COVID vaccine, and Montefiore is working closely with health authorities. Jewish Care in Victoria, their CEO says that the organisation is delighted and also optimistic about the vaccination program. Emmy Monash, another aged care home in Melbourne, the CEO says, we know it is imminent and we have already communicated with our residents, our families and our staff. We're very excited and we strongly encourage everyone to get the vaccine as a valuable step towards our COVID-safe future. And Nitsa, you of course did a video in Hebrew with all the information about the rollout, an SBS video, and we've included that in this week's paper as well.
That's right. We've got it in 60 languages and Hebrew is one of them, and it was an honor to do the Hebrew one for the Hebrew speakers community around Australia. And I think it's really important for people to get vaccinated and to get rid of this COVID-19.
Not only that, Nitsa, it was nice to see your face, because your listeners know your voice. Everyone knows your voice. But it was nice to see you actually presenting a video, and I hope that you can present more videos in the future.
Thanks. Thanks, Evan. And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Evan Zlatkis, Senior Journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Evan, big news of the week was Facebook. Our page, SBS page, it's a news organization, was deleted from Facebook, like yep. all other organizations, but also the anti-defamation page was deleted.
Yes, but not for the reasons that every other page was deleted. This is an interesting story that I wrote in this week's edition of the Jewish News. Facebook has actually apologized because they banned Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Vera Abramovich from its platform, claiming that he had breached their community standards over a post that he shared which praised Adolf Hitler, and also a comment that Dvir himself posted. Somebody called him a kike, which is obviously a derogatory term for a Jew. Now, Dvir Abramovich, he was informed this week that he would not be allowed to post anything or comment for 3 days on Facebook, and this announcement from Facebook came hours after Facebook said that they would restore the pages of Australian news outlets following their ban. Now, Facebook claimed that Abramovich breach their guidelines because he shared a post from the founder of a neo-Nazi group. That post had a photo of Hitler. It had a caption praising Hitler. He also put a screenshot of an email that was sent to him. This isn't something Dvir has said to someone. Someone has emailed Dvir to say, jump up a chimney, you kike. He put that on his Facebook page, and Facebook said that he violated their terms on hate speech. I contacted Facebook this week. A spokesperson apologized and said this was an error in our automation systems that work to identify and to remove fake accounts. We have restored Dvir's account, and we apologize for this error. Dvir, he hasn't really accepted that apology. He says that they've put the blame on algorithms that he finds hard to accept, and he says he won't be silenced. Dvir Abramovich says he was punished without an opportunity for appeal for presenting the anti-Semitism that he's directly experienced and for informing the community about the radicalized groups and individuals who are, you know, neo-Nazis in our community. That's an interesting story. Dvir,
it's extraordinary.
He was banned and now he's back.
Yeah, it is extraordinary story. And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Evan, what is the story about Holocaust survivors in the Australian Parliament?
Yeah, there were a number of speeches in Parliament this week. On Monday, there were around 8 speeches from federal MPs, including Julian Lisa, who's of course a Jewish Liberal Member of Parliament, Josh Burns, a Jewish Labour Member of Parliament, and Dave Sharma, he's the former Ambassador to Israel. Tim Wilson also, they were among the politicians who spoke in Parliament. They moved a motion in support of International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which of course happened in January, and this motion acknowledges the ongoing efforts to advance and promote Holocaust education to ensure that the history and the stories of its victims are passed on to the next generation. Now, Julian Lisa did a very emotional speech. He said that whilst his generation has had the privilege of meeting survivors, by the time children born in a few years are old enough to understand what actually happened in the Holocaust, those survivors will be gone. He says for a coming generation without the survivors, the danger is that the Holocaust will seem as long ago as the pogroms, the Crusades, and the slavery in Egypt. Julian Lisa there saying it will be up to us to tell the next generation our memory of the survivors and their stories to help turn our memories into the memories of the next generation. Some very emotional speeches in Parliament. Josh Burns as well, the Labour MP, he spoke about his grandma who survived Kristallnacht. She moved to Australia for a life of safety and security. He spoke about his grandma there as well, and you can read all those speeches in this week's edition.
Evan, before we go, yep. I know that the Australian Jewish News have you've got a special feature about the Mardi Gras week.
Yes, we do. It's written by Shane Desiatnik. Shane is on a well-deserved holiday, which is why I'm talking to you and your listeners this morning. As the 2021 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras and also the Midsummer Pride March in Melbourne approach, the Jewish News looks at what's planned at both festivals. And we also spoke to Jared Ryan Davis about his award-winning work to build bridges between the queer and the Jewish worlds. We have an interview with a Melbourne man, Jared Ryan Davis, in this week's paper, and I encourage you, our readers, to have a read of it.
Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.